Let's talk to the Executive Director of the Centre for Road Safety, Bernard Carlin, and get a rundown of exactly what will change this week. Bernard, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
So in a 60-kilometre zone, you have to leave a metre, and it's a metre and a half for faster zones. Has this been proven to work when it comes to reducing these sorts of accidents?
Yes, well, this is actually, there are other states that have already had this in place. So Queensland's had it in place come April. For 2 years, they've been trialling it as well. So yes, under 60, it's a minimum passing distance of a metre. Over 60, a minimum of 1.5 metres. But I suppose everybody, and just like Natalie says, you know, everybody actually needs to understand that, look, we already have a rule which says that you when you're overtaking, that you must do it safely. You must give sufficient room so as to avoid a crash. And so for cyclists, though, we tend to try to squeeze past in the lane as well. So these rules will actually change that. If it's safe to do so, a motorist is going to be able to cross an unbroken line or a flat dividing strip on the road or a painted island on the road. So these rules they'll be exempted from in order for them to be able to give that minimum distance when they pass someone.
Okay, so to make it work, you're bringing in road rule exemptions. So, you know, for example, you said the single line. What about the double line? Is that included in that list you just gave us?
Yeah, absolutely. So
oh, it is.
An unbroken line adjacent to you, and regardless of whether there's one on the other side, then you're able to cross that unbroken line. If it's safe to do so, you can clearly see down the road that you have plenty of time and space to actually go around the cyclist and give them a safe distance. That's what the rule is all about.
Right. And some people are worried that that will then lead to head-on collisions. Is there any evidence of that happening in Queensland, for example, that more people are therefore thinking, oh, I can go around them, move across that line? And have there been more accidents, or are we smarter than that as drivers?
Well, no, that's not the case in Queensland. And so we haven't seen a significant increase in any crashes associated with this law in Queensland. And really, from our point of view, this is about people being sensible and safe on the roads. And so we have around, in 2014, there were 1,800 cyclists that were admitted to hospital following a crash on a road. And that's gone up by 400 wow. over the preceding 4 years. And so we're really concerned that we turn that around. We need to make the road safer for cyclists, you know, who have a legitimate use of the road, as do other motorists. So it's really important. And no, we haven't seen that. And Queensland have been monitoring over their program for the last 2 years. We'll be doing exactly the same thing and evaluating this over the next couple of years and monitoring it very closely.
How are you going to police this? How are you going to police this metre and a half rule?
Yeah, look, so what the experience is in other states where they've introduced it is that in the majority of cases, the police officer, obviously, who sees some sort of dangerous behaviour where a motor vehicle is actually not giving a safe space, then there is a penalty associated with that. And so that's a $319 fine and a 2 demerit points off your licence. There's been not a lot of enforcement, although there has been some in the Queensland experience, and in particular, wherever there's been an incident where there's been a crash, then they've applied that new law.
So in that regard, is it more of an awareness campaign then, if they're not enforcing it?
Well, they are enforcing it, but it is about, you know, we also have been surveying motorists over the last couple of months. About 70% of motorists say, look, I always give at least that amount of room when I'm passing someone on a bike. And so we know that, you know, a lot of people are already very sensible about this, their safety of cyclists on the road, because actually motorists are quite concerned about how they should behave around cyclists because they understand that they're very vulnerable.
I think a lot of drivers are also frustrated by cyclists too and feel that perhaps it should be up to cyclists to leave a meter around a car as well, because I understand that doesn't apply to cyclists. Is that right?
Any motor vehicle, whether it be a motorbike or a heavy vehicle, a bus or a truck or a car, or a bicycle on a road, they're all vehicles on a road. They all have to give a safe distance when they're passing another vehicle on the road. So there's already an obligation on a bicycle rider to give a safe distance when they pass another vehicle on the road.
Okay. Executive Director for the Centre of Road Safety, Bernard Carlin, thanks so much for your time this evening.